In cooperation with the Armed Forces Radio Service, the following broadcast is one of the radio programs selected to be rebroadcast to our armed forces overseas.
Bristol-Myers, the makers of Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, and Minute Rub, modern chest rub, take you now to Duffy's Tavern.
Hello, Duffy's Tavern, where do you leave me to eat? Archie, the manager, speaking. Duffy ain't here. Oh, hello, Duffy. Tonight, Larry Adler. The harmonica Seuss. You remember him, Duffy. Very polite kid. Yeah, very well behaved. What they call a virtuoso. Say, Duffy, with Adler playing here, plus Bob Graham singing, we'll have a real floor show. Besides, a harmonica player is one musician that won't always be eating. That's right, his mouth is too full. Well, I'll talk to him. By the way, Duffy, you know it's only 24 days to Christmas. What are you going to do about Mrs. Duffy? Pick a fight with her, huh? Duffy, that ain't nice. With such a loyal wife, comes Christmas, you should buy her anything her big fat heart desires. She wants what? Nylons? But you can't get them. Well, they use nylon to make parachutes. You think they'll fit Mrs. Duffy very well. Well, maybe it'd be cheaper to pick the fight, Duffy. Okay, I'll call you back. So long.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Duffy's Tavern. Come in and meet Finnegan, Eddie the waiter, Miss Duffy, our singer Bob Graham, Reet Beat Reeves and his orchestra, our special guest tonight, Larry Adler, and Archie himself, Ed Gardner. Brought to you by two products it will pay you to remember. Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, Minute Rub modern chest rub. Ipana, Minute Rub.
December already. Eddie, it's hard to realize.
What, Miss Archie?
Only 24 days to Christmas. Less than 6 weeks.
Less than 4 weeks.
Let's see. 30 days, half December, May, July, and October. You're right.
Yeah, but Christmas is still plenty close.
What's the matter, Eddie? You broke?
No. Not unless you call not having no money being broke.
Well, holidays will probably make a big difference in your tips.
Mr. Archie, the difference between a customer not tipping and a customer saying Merry Christmas and not tipping is negligible. Believe me, around here, as Christmas gets closer, so does the customers.
Well, maybe Duffy will come through with a bonus. Well, so much for wild dreams.
Yeah, poor Sonia Jones.
Who?
My girlfriend, Sonia Jones.
Oh.
Yeah, I promised her a mink coat.
Eddie, how could you promise her a mink coat?
Oh, call it madness.
Yeah, it sure is, a mink coat. Where are you going to get $100? A minx is rarer than mohairs. What made you promise her that?
I don't know. It was spring, and she was close to me, and I was close to her, and Christmas seemed so far away.
Well, Eddie, it's your own fault for not looking ahead.
What?
Hello, Finnegan.
Hi, Eddie.
Hi.
Well, fellas, it looks like we're going to have a white Christmas.
White Christmas? How do you know?
My father's corns hood. My father's corns can predict snow for weeks off.
Yeah, quite a feat. Can he predict rain, too?
Yeah.
How?
His corns hood.
Then how can you tell if it's rain or snow?
Very simple. If you can shovel it, it's snow.
Finnegan, you know, sometimes I think you're a moron, and other times, too.
Oh, I'm probably not up to par today. Boy, am I exhausted. Hey, Eddie, give me an eggnog. Sunny side up. Boy, I'm really tired.
Well, why are you so tired, Finnegan?
My mother took me downtown to see Santa Claus.
Santa Claus? Finnegan, you mean you still don't know that...
Arch, I know. But my mother don't know that I know. So, as long as she wanted me to see Santa Claus, I went.
What was it like?
Oh, you know, silly stuff. I went over to Santa Claus and I sat on his lap... And then he said to me, ho, 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 ho. Well, Clifton Finnegan, have you been a good boy? And I said, yes, Mr. Claus. And he said, well, then, in that case, I'll come to see you Christmas Eve. Now, I'm sorry I told him I was a good boy.
Why?
Well, I wanted to go out Christmas Eve. Now I'll have to sit around and wait for the judge.
Don't just sit there. He's a pretty decent guy. Go up the chimney and meet him halfway.
Oh, naturally, Archie.
Archie, did Larry Adler get here yet?
Now, wait, Miss Duffy. If you so much as pucker a toenail at Larry Adler...
Now, Archie, my father owns this place, and if a girl can't meet a fella in the place of my father, what's the use of having a place in the first place?
Would you mind parsing that?
Exactly what would you like me to do? Meet fellows on street corners?
What's wrong with that?
That sort of thing just doesn't work, and I know because I tried every corner in town. And I gotta hurry. There's only 30 shopping days left. Till the end of leap year.
Well, don't worry, Miss Duffy. I'm sure that somewhere in this world there's a man for you. Let him worry.
Well, well, well. Greetings, everyone. How are you, Archie?
Dave Hossinger. What are you doing here, you dirty crook?
No, no, just a moment.
I told you not to show your crooked face around here again. You have swindled me 6 times.
But wait, Arch. Remember what month this is. Do you think I'd do anything crooked with Christmas so close?
Hossinger, if Santa Claus parked his sled near you for 1 minute, you would be the owner of 6 hot reindeers.
Oh, no, Archie, believe me, I have reformed. I'm back in my old business, selling Christmas gifts wholesale.
Oh. But this ain't the first time you have claimed to went legitimate, Dave.
Arch, every man deserves another chance. You all stand here judging me, but who among you hasn't slipped at least once? You!
Yeah.
Haven't you ever broken the law?
I ain't talking. You think I'm a stool pigeon?
Answer the question.
Well, I once swiped 2 hamburgers.
There, a criminal.
A hamburglar.
You see, Arch?
Well, maybe you're right, Dave. I guess we all got 1 or 2 clay feet.
Oh, Archie, you're a big man.
Well, Christmas is coming up. I'll give you 1 more chance.
Okay, I'll go over and open the keister. And, Archie, it's the greatest line of Christmas gifts you have ever seen.
Okay, we'll see.
Archie, I still think that I should...
Oh, Miss Duffy, please. I got work to do. Bailey, will you listen to Miss Duffy's troubles?
What troubles?
Leap year troubles. It seems the fellas look before she leaps. Then they leap.
Oh, I don't see why that should be.
That's right, Mr. Bailey. Don't I have a nice face?
Yes.
And don't you think this dress is good for my figure?
I think it hides it very well. I mean, well, you see, Miss Duffy, I don't know much about figures.
Obviously.
Yeah, figures I don't know about, but facts I do. And to get right down to them, did you know that it's a medical fact that children under 10 catch more colds than people in any other age group? Now, that should mean just one thing to you mothers, and that's to be prepared to get after these annoying cold symptoms the minute a cold gets your child. Be prepared, Mother, with Minute Rub. Minute Rub is the modern chest rub that will really help your child to get fast relief. For all you have to do is rub Minute Rub on the back and chest. Even before you finish, there's a sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to soothe the discomfort and tightness caused by the cold. Then, too, Minute Rub's menthol vapors aid in relieving that congested feeling in the nose and throat. Minute Rub won't harm clothing or linens. It's greaseless, stainless, disappears like vanishing cream. So why don't you get a jar of Minute Rub? Remember, it's just as good for you as it is for your child. Simply ask for Minute Rub. M-I-N-I-T-R-U-B. Minute Rub.
Say, Archie, I got my Christmas gifts laid out already for you to look at.
I'll be right with you, Dave. Hey, Bob Graham, how about a song?
Just a minute, Archie.
Look, will you get your nose out of that book? This is a tavern, not a college dormitory.
But I have to cram for a chem quiz.
You have to what for a what?
I've got a chemistry examination at school tomorrow. Now, let's see. KClO3 is potassium chloride, and H2SO4 is sulfuric acid.
Now, listen, kid, you better S-I-N-G, or you'll be out in the H2O, the air.
Okay.
Chemistry. This guy's gonna wind up in a bottle.
All day tomorrow I'll be whispering your name, and the day after forever I know I'll do the same. May time or winter, I won't let you out of sight, and the day after forever we'll talk about tonight. Your laughter is a melody that I'll remember long. It plays upon my heartstrings. It's my favorite song. All through a lifetime I'll be loving you, and then on the day after forever I'll just begin again. All through a lifetime I'll be loving you, and then on the day after forever I'll just begin again.
Hey, Eddie, pick Miss Duffy up off the floor. That was great, Bob.
Well, Archie, here's the stuff. Now take a look. The finest line of Christmas gifts in the world. Leather goods, jewelry, musical instruments, smoking stuff.
Well, Dave, where did you buy it all?
Well, I didn't buy it. I got it on consignment.
Oh. Hot goods, huh? Boy, hot goods. In that case, we'll get some real bargains, huh, Dave?
You suddenly seem to have lost your scruples.
My scruples? Well, Dave, you know, I always say it depends on who is getting scrupled. Come on, Dave. You can tell me. Did you swipe the stuff?
Well, I'd rather not say.
I get it. Okay, mum's the hush. Hey, fellas, you want some bargains? Finnegan, you want to buy your mother something?
Yeah, but I don't know what.
Well, how about something for around the house?
We already got a fence.
I would rather buy her something personal. For that nice new pipe.
Finnegan, your mother wouldn't like a pipe. Once a cigar smoker, always a cigar smoker.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Hey, Mr. Archie, Mr. Adler just come in.
Dave, you take care of the rest of the gang here. I'll be back later. Well, hello, Larry. Well, Larry, old man, long see no time. Glad to see you again, old pal.
Well, thanks,
Archie.
Oh, yes, Archie.
Yeah, I never forget a face. Well, it's been about 3 years, Larry. A lot of boulders have gone under the dam. I bet you forgot what this place looked like.
No, I remembered. Stayed away, didn't I? Well, Archie, how have you been doing lately?
Oh, very well, Larry. I've been promoted, you know.
Is that so?
Yeah, you know, last time you was here, I was manager of this place.
Yeah.
Now general manager. And me salary was $15 a week?
Yeah, I remember. You were worried about how to invest it. Tell me, what's your salary now?
Instead of a salary, I get a drawing account.
Oh. How much is the drawing account?
Anything I want, up to $15 a week.
Ah, that's great, really. What do you do with the extra money?
Oh, I don't know. It seems to go just as fast. But, maybe I'll be able to save a bit after inflation sets in.
Hey, Arch, I was...
Larry, this is Clifton Finnegan.
Hmm. Halloween's a little late this year.
Mr. Adler, this is a great honor. You're a wonderful harmonica player.
Thank you.
Yeah. I bet if you wanted to, you could become one of Bora Minovich's rascals.
Oh, well, I'm young yet. Do you play the harmonica?
No, but I was a bit of a musician. Coleman tissue paper, you know.
That's so.
Yeah.
Tell me, what sort of tissue paper did you use?
Kleenex.
Fine instrument.
Yeah. You know, for a while, I was one of the members of a one-man band.
How many members were in this one-man band?
5.
Look, Finnegan, how can a one-man band have 5 members?
Simple. The other 4 was Danes. Oh.
Don't pay no attention to him, Larry. His idea of a stringed instrument is a yo-yo. Boy, these interruptions here. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah?
Eddie, Mr. Adler and me's going to sit down at a table. We'll have a bite and a talk. Now, bring us to dinner, and we don't want to be disturbed.
That's easy. Don't eat the dinner.
Very, very funny. Come on, Larry.
Eddie, what's Archie annoyed about?
I slandered the food here, Mr. Bailey.
Eddie, is the food here really so dangerous?
No. Not unless it's taken internally.
Well, Eddie, you know I'm interested in food.
Hmm. Then don't strike up an acquaintance with ours.
Well, I mean this. I'm interested in the kinds of food we eat nowadays. The soft, creamy foods we eat, for instance, don't give our gums the exercise they need to help keep them firm and healthy. And that's one reason so many dentists recommend Ipana toothpaste and gum massage. For Ipana, when used with massage, is especially designed to help stimulate gum circulation, helping them to hardier, healthier firmness. And naturally, you'll want firm gums, for they're important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. So why not follow this simple routine?
Brush your teeth regularly with Ipana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra Ipana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Then see how much more sparkling your smile, how much firmer your gums, how much brighter your teeth, thanks to Ipana toothpaste and gum massage.
But Larry, I can't understand. Why won't you work here?
I told you. I'm too busy, you can't pay me enough money, and this is a crummy joint.
Look, I wasn't born yesterday. What's your real reason?
Archie, please.
Larry, look, you've been playing too long in them high-class joints. Here you'll be among real people. People who'll appreciate you. To them big shots, you're just a novelty. But you're a real musician to the ignorant bums that come in here. Tell you what, why don't you play a number for the gang here, huh?
Why should I?
Well, I want you to see how they'd love you. You'd get applause, Larry. Applause that'll give you cockles of the heart. Go ahead, stand over by the piano. That's it. I know he'd do it. All these hams is alike. That guy could do with a bass horn. Look at the way he laps up that applause there, don't hurt.
Say, Archie, come here. I have a surprise for you.
Oh, what is it, Dave?
Here, one for you, Finnegan, and one for you, Eddie.
Pearl necklaces. Oh, Dave, we can't afford that.
Oh, tut, tut, tut. Archie, as proof of my complete reformation, these pearls are a present from me, absolutely free of charge.
Oh, boy, thanks, Dave.
Gee, thanks, Dave. Pearls. You see, Eddie, we had Dave all wrong.
Well, all clear ain't sounded yet.
Listen, Eddie, get wise to yourself. These pearls are stolen. They're probably worth the king's transom.
And now, Archie, I am going to do something else for you. How much money have you?
Let's see. I got $10, Dave.
Good. Now, I have with me 100 harmonicas.
Dave, you mean you swiped 100?
Archie, please.
Oh, I'm sorry, Dave.
Now, Arch, I can let you have these harmonicas at a dime apiece.
But, Dave, what am I going to do with 100 harmonicas?
Sell them. You see, this is the finest harmonica made. The Stradivarius harmonic. And if your friend Larry Adler was to play it and say that he liked it, you could sell him at 1,000% profit.
Sounds good. Dave, it's a deal. Here's the $10.
And here's the harmonicas.
Okay, now, I'll talk to Adler. Hey, Larry, Larry Adler.
Yes?
Larry, are you happy with that instrument you're playing?
Huh?
Does your harmonica taste different lately? Now, I happen to have here
Archie,
a harmonica.
Archie, look, I never play a strange instrument.
But this is a Stradivarius harmonica.
That's different.
Yeah, it'll help you when you audition for Duffy.
When I... Huh? Me? Audition for Duffy?
Well, you don't think Duffy's just going to give a job to every crumb harmonica player that walks in here. So you better go ahead.
I must be going crazy. Well, Adler, they warned you. You keep playing, you'll blow your brains out.
Excuse me. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Adler's going to audition. Huh? No, no, Duffy. The harmonica ain't no toy the way he plays it. He makes it sound like a whole philharmonica. Well, listen, Tom. Okay, Larry, we're all set.
Hey, wait a minute. What about my salary?
Oh, we can iron that out later. It'll be a mere trifle. Now, now here's the Stradivarius. Duffy's listening, so let her rip, Larry. Try it. Hello? Hello, Duffy. Yes, I'm just as aghast as you are. Adler, what happened?
Look, Archie, what do you expect from a 10-cent harmonica?
A 10-cent harmonica?
Hey, Arch, have one. Delicious.
What are you eating?
Them piles, very tasty, stuffed with peanuts.
Wait a minute. Hey, Hossinger, come here. Hossinger, you knew them pearls was phonies.
Well, I gave them to you for nothing.
And them harmonicas. You knew they was 10-cent harmonicas.
That is exactly what I charged you.
But it was supposed to be stolen goods.
I never said so.
Hossinger, you dirty crook coming into this place and selling this honest merchandise. You dirty crook, you'll never reform.
Well, it's time to leave Duffy's Tavern for this evening, but let's meet here again next week when our guest will be Charles Lawton. In the meantime, for the smile of beauty,
remember Ipana toothpaste.
And if you have a cold,
remember Minute Rub.
And if you have a half hour next Friday evening at this same time, remember...
Duffy's Tavern. Hello, Duffy. Next week, Charles Lawton. Well, I don't know. Maybe we'll let him be Santa Claus. Yeah, sure, we could put a beard on each chin. Nope, four, Duffy. Well, so long. I'll see you next Friday night, huh? So long.
Vitalis is in the war, too?
Well, not up in the front lines, of course.
Where, then?
Wherever this famous hair grooming preparation is wanted by our men in the Army and Navy. The entire supply now goes to servicemen who ask for it.
Why can't civilians get Vitalis, too?
Wartime shortages. It became a matter of maintaining a limited civilian supply or sending all the Vitalis to the soldiers and sailors who want it. We felt the men in uniform come first. We're sure you'll agree.
National Broadcasting Company.